Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, change the channel.
Okay. David, I think.
Facebook. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience. You can like it and or make a comment. And Robo Producer had a really good idea. You just put dot, dot, dot. If you don't know what to say, you go to somebody's Facebook, you put dot, dot, dot. You haven't said anything, but you're kind of saying something, but you're saying something about nothing, but at least it's something, although it's really nothing. But dot, dot, dot could be your signature. I don't know. That's my thing. Yeah. And then also follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. That's my handle. In studio, our good friend, longtime friend. So you've been with on the show, Lake Hub. This is the fourth time?
I
think it's your fourth time.
Fourth.
We have Justin, and for those of you that do not know or remember Justin, first and foremost, he's a Red Wings fan, so he's welcome on the show anytime. Second of all, he is the owner of the purveyor and owner of both Senior Grubby's, which has got amazing tacos, and then also Influence Salon, which has got amazing workers who do amazing work with people's hair. You know that tagline you guys use? We're not trying to. How does that line go?
No, I forgot.
Daniel, you got to talk. You can do it.
We're just here to magnify it.
Yep, that's it.
What is it?
God made you beautiful. We're just here to magnify it.
Yeah, God made you beautiful. We're just here to magnify it. I mean, that's really what you're trying to do. Just enhance what the Lord's already done. Sorry.
Well, you really can't enhance it. We're just trying to bring it out of you, I guess.
Bring it out.
That'll probably be more proper.
Peel it back.
Yeah, we're trying to peel it back.
There you go. All right, so let's talk about a couple of different things. Because the wife, she loves the hair part of it.
Right. Thank you.
And then
Danielle wanted to come down and tag along. So I was like, perfect. You did the wife's hair.
Now you just gotta get down. Just get real close to the mic. Don't be afraid; it won't bite you. I mean, it's now I've been known to throw things, but I mean, a microphone won't do anything to you.
Exactly.
All right, so Danielle, you work at Influence?
I do.
How long have you worked there since it opened?
I got hired right before we actually opened.
Okay, so then now this is what you do full time?
It is.
Do you love it?
I love it.
Yeah? How many people do you get to work on a day? I mean, I don't know the life of a person who's in a salon like that.
It just depends on the day. It could be crazy or it could be a little slow.
Yeah, so it just depends. What's the longest you've ever worked on any one person's hair? I mean, let's say they came in, and it's like, you were thinking?
Hours.
I mean, hours?
Yeah, like color corrections. You just never know what you're going to get into.
What's a color correction? What is that?
So when somebody decides to use box dye at home, and they have to pay us a visit.
Yeah.
Someone
goes to like, you know, let's say like a Walmart. It's not Walmart. It's not the product. It's, you know, and then they go home, they try to experiment on their own hair, and it turns out not the way they wanted, and then they come in and we have to correct that for them. So a lot of times you have to like do a bleach wash on the hair, strip the color back out of it and put color back in it. Then you had to add the keratin treatments, you know, like proteins back into the hair to restore the hair's integrity. So it could be hours, 3-4 hours,
when they do that, why don't they just get a can of paint and then you must slap it on there.
That's about the only other option, just about.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you could spend 3 or 4 even hours on a person just kind of walking through.
Easy.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
You have to do test strips on it, you know.
Yeah, that's wild stuff. I mean, now there's much more
science. That's why it pays to go to a professional.
Well, it's more scientific now, though, isn't it? Than, I mean, back in the day when I was getting a haircut, it was like, step in, junior. You're done. You know, kind of thing. That was it.
Right? Yeah, men are easy. Men are, you know, we're easier. You know what I mean?
Well, that's because... You know, it's our intelligence level.
I agree.
Keeping it simple.
Just kidding.
By the way, just keeping Justin up to date because he's been so busy with Senior Grubby's and with Influence that he didn't even know that the Lions won. They played Minnesota.
Okay, that's a good victory.
That's a good victory.
That's a good victory right there.
Good victory. And that Reggie Bush guy who used to play for you, he's on Detroit.
I did see a highlight with that, but I didn't see the score.
Yeah, they won. They look good. So now though, you're also in San Diego, in Carlsbad,
right
in the heart of North County.
Yes.
The heartbeat of North County.
Yes.
And now you got some stuff going on all over the place, don't you?
Yeah.
You got,
tonight is our first annual Monday Night Football kickoff, like a little tailgate party. So we're putting up a 20-foot jumbo screen in the back parking lot and putting out some AstroTurf and some chairs, and people are going to bring their lawn chairs and kind of just hang out, and we're going to watch a Charger game. And then the salon influence, Danielle will be there and one or two of the other girls, and we'll be doing some men's cuts and styling out some women for a donation towards the Boys and Girls Club. So to get in, you have to bring a donation for the Boys and Girls Club, because every time we do big events, if people do know us, our history with Senior Grubbies and stuff, we like to give back. So there's always a charity of choice. Last time it was Got Your Back San Diego when we opened up Influence, but this time it's the local Boys and Girls Club. So we're just trying to raise money and awareness, you know, for the Boys
and Girls
Club.
So what should they bring? I mean, let's say, okay, I'm going to for me to talk the wife into this was, you know, major, you know,
right.
She come back, she's gonna go, you didn't work 12 hours, you only worked 2 hours.
Yeah,
that's
a whole other story.
Yeah, that's a whole different world. So my what do they bring, like $10, $20 service? What are they doing?
Well, I mean, we're gonna have like a taco bar in the back too, so you can get some tacos. And then there's another local restaurant there in the village called Masafina Cantina, and they're gonna be doing burgers and sausages, and their chef from the Compass is doing some crazy hot dogs. Chef Adams.
Now do they give money? And
so it's not just our food. We try to always
it's
community.
Everybody's food.
Yeah, it's community involved. So.
Okay, and then just to get in.
To get in, just a donation to the Boys and Girls Club. So whatever you want. I don't want to discourage people. If you got a dollar, bring a dollar. If you want to put 20 in, put 20 in. I just, you know, it's just to raise money, you know, for the Boys and Girls Club. So
solid. I'm solid. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, and then Daniel, you're going to be there tonight?
I am.
And then are you going to be doing any hair work tonight?
Yeah, we're going to be doing free haircuts for the guys and styling out the girls, throwing some curls in or smoothing them out with the flat
iron. And you guys are doing that for free?
For free.
Donations. Bring a donation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you want to tip the girls, I'll say this. Danielle won't say this. If you want to tip the girls and tell them thank you, that's good too. But it's all about Boys and Girls Club tonight. You know?
Okay, so it's all about really focusing on them.
Yes.
And when you're talking about tipping the girls, you're not saying IBM good stock, should have bought it. That's not the kind of tip we're talking about, right?
Okay. No, I'm just saying that. I mean, I always say this. I'm in the service industry. I've been in it my whole life. So I'm always pro. If you have a waitress, tip well. If you get your haircut, tip well. You know, if you got a valet parker, tip well. You know, show appreciation. They're, you know, that's what they're in it for. So that's all I say. I always have my fellow industry workers' backs.
Yeah. You know? It reminds me, next time I want to talk to you about the tipping thing, because I did a story about this guy who lost, I guess, some of his cranium fell out of his head or something, because he doesn't think people should be tipped. So
yeah, that's crazy.
We'll cover that. Yeah, we'll get that in the next segment, because I wasn't real nice to him.
good.
Can you imagine me not being nice to somebody?
No,
I don't believe that's true at all. Okay, so we got the Senior, it's at Senior Grubbies.
At Senior Grubbies, yeah, it's downtown Carlsbad on Carlsbad Village Drive. I mean, you're not gonna remember the exact address, or eatgrubbies.com. You can get the information there. Eatgrubbies.com.
So if they just go to eatgrubbies.com,
yeah, you can get the address.
What's the phone number for the restaurant?
On the restaurant is 760-729-6040. So that's 760-729-6040.
Okay, so that's for the events tonight, and it's the big kickoff.
It's big kickoff.
Are you going to do something every Monday night? Or
we have the NFL package. So we just redid our back room too. So we have a lounge back there, couches and stuff like that.
Really?
So it's really fun. So if you want to reserve the back room, we have the NFL package. Every game, we show every game. We show sports all the time. I wouldn't say we're not like a definitely like a sports bar. We're more family oriented than a sports bar. But yeah, we have the games, every single game, man. So
now, how are you feeling about
tonight?
If
you watch Detroit, any game, it's on. We got the package.
Yeah. How are you feeling about tonight? How are you feeling about the Chargers?
I hope the Chargers win, because if not, you know, it might not be too family friendly in the back. People are screaming at the Chargers. Let's be honest.
Depends on the Chargers winning.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-oh. that's the big, let's be honest. I mean, people, if it comes to sports, if you're going to get any kind of profanities or any kind of like craziness going, it's going to be over some sports.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason it may not be. You know?
So you're not doing this for the Padres ever then, are you? Because that doesn't make
people
sense.
People might throw stuff at our big screen or something.
Yeah. Man, what kind of call? I know. I was telling the
Sorry, Robo, love the pods though.
Yeah, but I was telling the Robo producer that I was giving my neighbor a blow-by-blow on the, because Michigan beat Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And he didn't ask for a commentary running through the whole game. I just gave him one. Because it was so loud.
Yeah.
It was just like, what kind of call is that? Pride run? You know? what can you do? We're people.
Yeah, sports bring out the, you know, bring out the good and the bad people.
Good out, the good and the bad. All right, here's what we're doing. Take a break. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more. I'll tell you that thing about Tibby. I want to get your perspective from a business owner who has gals that do hair, and you guys operate off of tips too. That's right. A big part of things. And then you have people at your restaurant. They operate off of tips as well.
Correct. Absolutely.
So I want to talk about that when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Uh-oh, clogged drains? What now? Call Hal. Bill Hal Plumbing can unclog your drains fast, starting at only $82. Live operators can take your call anytime, day or night. So call 1-800-BILL-HAL or visit billhal.com today.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here with an invitation for y'all to visit my brand new website. It's theretirementprofessor.com. That's all one word, theretirementprofessor.com. On my brand new website, we have a monthly newsletter. There's articles on retirement topics like Social Security and tax planning strategies. There's seminars and calculators and all sorts of educational materials designed to help folks to make informed decisions on their finances. You can also contact me right there on the website if you have a question or if you want to schedule a consultation with me. So check it out, theretirementprofessor.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my offices directly at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation and visit theretirementprofessor.com or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Important. New regulations announced at the end of August by the FHA drastically limit your options in obtaining a reverse mortgage. So take action now. A financial assessment, lowered principal limit, escrow set-asides will completely overhaul the reverse mortgage program and essentially limit the amount of cash and benefits a senior receives. Hey, Mark Larson here. With a government-insured reverse mortgage, you can help alleviate skyrocketing medical costs, receive a large amount of cash, eliminate your mortgage payments entirely, purchase a home with no income or credit score requirements, but that'll change as well. Join Mehran Aram and his team at Aramco for Tom Hamm's Lighthouse, a special dinner workshop, Harbor Island on September 12th at 6 p.m. If you or your spouse are 62 or older, there's still time to access the maximum amount of cash available to you. Call 866-611-30 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse, that's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE 01853626 0116276 NMLS 2773162801226.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcaliburRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Come on,
baby. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. All right. Now, we are here with Justin and Danielle Smith. Now, Danielle, this is the first time you've ever been on the show, right?
This is true.
Is this the first time you've ever been on radio?
No.
Oh, so you've been on radio before, but just is this the first time you've been down to KPRZ?
This is.
Okay. Yeah. Are you still nervous?
A little bit.
Okay. So if I tell a joke or something, would that...
I love jokes.
Okay. You know who's in the hospital? Mr. Clean with more ammonia. Okay. Anyway, it's an oldie. What do you want from me? It's not bad. All right, Justin. Justin's been here before. I got another. First of all, he's a Detroiter.
Yes.
Okay. Loves the Red Wings.
Yes.
And that's all. That's all you need.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know to get into this studio.
Yeah.
That's it. You know. Yeah. I mean, if you can do that, you're right on target. All right. So here's what I want to talk to you about. There's a story we did last week. And it's a New York Times food critic, okay?
Right.
And anytime a food critic says something about food, I find that interesting. When they talk about practices, management, and finances, I find it to be bizarre to think I should get that kind of insight from somebody who's judging whether a falafel is good or not. I don't
right.
know.
right.
Something about it. I don't know. I can't figure it out. Anyway, he was opposed to tipping. And I, you know, besides feeling like... Yeah, he's from New York Times. I mean, it kind of explains, self-explanatory. Right. What do you think as a business owner? You own Senior Grubby's. You own Influence Salon. Both places operate with tips. Talk to me about the value of tipping. What is that about?
Well, first off, most industry workers get paid minimum wage, and they put up with a lot of people's
stuff
for that. I want to use other words sometimes when it comes to that, but people complaining, send the food back, you know, just being outright rude. So they put up with a lot of that stuff. So a minimum wage job, you know, that wouldn't cut it. And then the flip side of that, though, is if we had to pay, you know, what would make up the difference in what they make in tips for that, then your burrito would be at least twice as much. So
in order to pay them more, the food would be more. In other words,
So you got to think about it. If you put that into the equation, it will definitely change your thoughts about it. At the same time, I think it's a way of showing your appreciation. You know, if someone does a good job, tip well. If they don't, I can't argue with someone doesn't want to tip somebody if they got a lousy experience. You know, my job
should they not tip at all, or should they tip? In other words, because
the standard is for me is 20%.
Okay,
I tend to and what I like to do. This is from a Christian standpoint now. What I like to do, if I had a bad experience, if someone's not having a good day and they give me bad service, sometimes I'll over tip. And that sounds, that's crazy. No, because that might, you know, might make their day better. That might cheer them up. That might bless them, so to speak, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what I do, because I've been in that situation where I've had a bad day, you know, who knows? They might have to put their dog down or something. You know what I mean? You don't know what they're going through. And they're trying their best to do a good thing. Maybe they're understaffed. Maybe the boss is yelling at them. Maybe, you know, and they're the liaison. They're between you and the cook. You know, I mean, they're trying to make sure you have a good experience, provide you with a good service, make sure your food is right, make sure your drink is prepared the way you like it. And it's not an easy job. Everyone thinks it's easy. But wait until you get, you know, 4, 5, 6 tables. They call it, you get double sat, triple sat, 2, 3 tables at a time. And you're running around trying to make it all happen for them. And then to get like no tip or stiffed or lift change on the table, it's to me, it's very disrespectful.
I told you about a story I had. So the wife and I, we don't do a lot of external social. I mean, it's kind of limited. But right. we went to Buena Park to a dinner show. You know, the dinner show, the old, you know, the medieval thingy, whatever
right.
there.
That's fun.
So we went there and we both were kind of talking. We decided we were going to, you know, the bill came and we actually tipped the gal about twice what the bill was. But the whole bill, right?
Oh, wow.
So we were just like, we just felt like that's what we should do. We're just going to just do it.
Right.
So she comes back up to us before everybody's leaving. We were in the front row.
Right.
So who's the last to leave? We are, you know, right. I'm taking every moment, you know, absorbing it. And we had tipped her the exact amount she was short for rent.
Oh my goodness.
The exact dollar amount. And it's like, and she was like, and she's crying, and you know, it's
right.
like, and we're like, well, praise the Lord. And we're excited because we're thinking, good call there. I mean, at least we were responsive. Yeah. You never know in those kind of things how that one gesture can completely change a person's mind or life.
Life, exactly.
I mean, or their life, you know?
Yeah.
We've only done something like that like one other time. One other time. But it's so rewarding.
Yeah.
And you're amazed.
More blessed to give than to receive.
Absolutely.
I mean, and I heard you say that earlier about you never know what that one moment could do for someone's life, and it's true. So you show someone some grace, you show them, you know, some love, you give them a little extra on the tip, and it makes their day, their month, or year, their life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could have totally changed them. Then it gives you the opportunity, gives you the chance to share Christ, share God with them. Like, well, this is what I believe. You know what I mean? And it opens a door sometimes. So, but if you're the person that's stiffing people and you're the person like constantly complaining about your food and sending it back and then, you show no thanks and then you stiff on top of that, it's like, for me, I'm like, man, that's, you know, that's, I don't think that's the right thing to do. I'll just say that. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, you don't think it's right for people
it's not right.
You shouldn't, you know, be a jerk.
Yeah. You should, exactly.
You're not supposed to say jerk as Christians, I guess. Okay. You shouldn't be a major jerk.
Yeah, I'm trying to be politically correct in what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right. Good luck with that, pal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, around here, politically correct stands for PC stands for pushing Christ out.
Yeah.
I don't like that stuff. Okay, good. So talk to me again about this. You got the fundraiser taking place tonight.
Yes, tonight. So I'm down for that.
Okay, so you're having a big screw, 20-foot TV?
20-foot. Like, I was trying to get bigger. They make they have a 50-foot, but it won't fit in our parking lot properly for emergency exits and all that. But it's 20 feet. It's tall, man. It's big.
That's cool.
You know, there's going to be tons of people there. I have my friend from Eco Water. There's a bunch of different.
So you got different businesses. There. You got different restaurants. You got the whole. It's like a big happening there.
Everything we do now, we try to get more and more involved in our community. I mean, everything we do. I was cool. I went to Carlsbad High, so I went back and got interviewed today from Carlsbad High Television.
Oh, cool!
And they have a crazy setup, man. It's like a full blown studio.
Oh, yeah.
And they broadcast. It's on TV. It's nuts, man. So I went and did that today too, and that was a cool experience. So we just try to get involved in our community, and everything we do is give back. I mean, that's kind of like my little expression. That's what I like to do, and it's worked. It's been our best form of marketing, however you want to look at it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'd rather give back to my community a little bit than run a coupon ad. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, so, sure. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
And hopefully people appreciate it.
You know? Yeah, it's a great way to reach out. It's a great way to make a statement of who you are and what you're doing. Yeah. I mean, there's no question about that. And we are blessed that you came down to see us humble people here at KPRZ. Humble. Yeah, that's a good description for me.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, right. Sorry. Okay, what can you do? Great job. All right, what else do we want to cover? Just so we got the event tonight.
Yeah, I was helpful with the tipping thing.
That's an important. I mean that's an important point that you understand the quality and the care for and what.
And then also influence-salon.com. I want to plug that for a reason. Is that we're doing a cut-a-thon. What's the date?
September 15th.
What's a cut-a-thon?
Basically, it's a fundraiser through the salon, and it's the 15th. It's for the Skill to Heal, and they work with battered women and suicidal youth. And that's a very serious subject. I said this is probably the most important fundraiser I've ever been a part of.
Wow.
And awareness, because, you know, it'll bring a tear to your eye just talking about it. These women bring suicidal teens in their house. They watch them 24 hours a day. It's a very serious subject. And, you know, we tend to turn a blind eye to that because it's so serious. But we're doing that on the 15th, but influence-salon.com. If it's not up yet, it will be. I got to talk to my girl Darby. She does our events and stuff and does our website.
Get the event posted.
Get the event up on there. But that's the 15th, and 50% of the proceeds are going towards them.
Good.
So
good.
At the salon. And the salon is, what's that?
From 3 to 8.
From 3 to 8.
Yeah.
Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
And if you need
nice of you to talk, Danielle. Yeah. I'm glad that you're here and breathing. And she has someone to be paralyzed with fear just being in the studio.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So
you're intimidating.
Influence-salon.com.
Is that minus sign just for some people? Influence-salon.com.
Okay. Or can they type in influence salon in Google?
Google and Oceanside, it should come up.
Yeah, and that'll come up. And then Senior Grubbies, and you have your own.
Senior Grubbies, it's Eat Grubbies.
Eat Grubbies, right?
Yeah, it's GRUBBYS, not IES. It's EATGRUBBYS.
Okay, all right. Any phone numbers, or are you good in that?
I'm good, man. I appreciate the opportunity to share.
Hey, fellow Red Wing, come on. All right, we're going to take our break, ladies and gentlemen. I'm over on the break, so we'll make it up some other time. But I'll take it out of somebody else's show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Guess what? When we come back, I'm doing a DDD and some more news that proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We'll be right back. Without a home, but not without a star.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I'm constantly setting goals for myself, and I figured out that if you set a goal and you don't do something to achieve that goal, then what you're doing is just wishing. That's why when I set my goal to lose weight, I had to find something that would help me get it done. That's when I discovered Healthy Trim, which has helped me lose 14 pounds. If you're serious about losing weight like I am, you gotta try Healthy Trim. No special diets, no counting calories, no prepackaged meals. Healthy Trim's a natural weight loss supplement that I take every morning. It controls my appetite all day long, so I'm eating less. It's been clinically tested, and because they offer 100% money back guarantee, you got nothing to lose but the weight. Call today and get a free bottle with your order. That's buy one, get one free. Call 855-600-TRIM. That's 855-600-8746. This is going to work for you like it has for me. I promise. Get high school skinny, 855-600-TRIM.
Hi, this is Pastor Chuck with a word of encouragement for anyone whose life has been torn apart by drugs or alcohol. I know of a program that has brought hope and new life to over 10,000 individuals and their families who are suffering from addiction. That program is called Calvary Ranch. What a joy to see people's lives transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit and set free from the bondage of drugs and alcohol. Calvary Ranch is truly a place where people can recover and become all that God wants them to be.
Calvary Ranch, affordable, effective treatment for alcohol and drug addiction. To receive a free information packet from a caring counselor, call 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. Call 800-404-2258. That's 800-404-2258.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.5% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.5%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 10 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 10 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.5% 10-year money today.
Must own no other properties. No self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother approved, 877-332-BUGS.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. I have a feeling I'm going to get home tonight and the wife's going to go, I don't like the way you say San Diego, and then I won't be able to do it anymore. You know, it's not that she influences the show. She just influences
my
life.
Ask yourself what Sean Connery would do.
Oh, I got to think that through. How about that? You can go to Facebook. That's not bad.
No, it's pretty decent.
Go to Facebook.
Go to Facebook.
Type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. You know, I don't even understand really how all that stuff works the way it's supposed to. Like, you like it, you don't like it. These people, this guy, I mean, Mickey Mouse has like a million followers. Really? It's not even real, people. Don't tell that to the kids. Yes, I am. I'm real. Anyway.
I'm more like Mr. Bill.
That's true, huh? Actually, I was trying to go for Pinocchio. I'm not a real boy. Okay.
Now, if you're going for the Pinocchio and Shrek, you were spot on.
I think I was spot on. You can also follow us on Twitter. Again, I don't know what that is. I mean, I go to Twitter. I go in there and whatever that is, I put it on there because I know it posts to Facebook. So then I don't have to post it to Facebook. Is that? Am I not saved? Am I saved one day? I'm not saved the next day? Am I kind of saved? Am I kind of not saved? How come I don't feel saved? I feel saved. Now I don't feel saved. And why are tacos going up? Those are the questions you're asking. Okay? That's what I said. Hey, listen to this. I want to keep on that theme on we're talking about faith, grace, works, legalism. Boo legalism. Blue boo. Genesis 15:6. Somebody asked me about this. I'm going to make this really clear. Genesis 15:6 says this, referring to Abraham. Then he believed in the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. It doesn't seem like it's a long verse. So I'm going to do that again. That's Genesis 15:6, my friend. Then he believed in the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. I just want to point this out so that nobody misses this. Listen to this line I came up with. This is a doozy. Ready? When Abraham believed in the Lord and God reckoned it to him as righteousness, God didn't reckon it to him like 6 days later. It wasn't like 6 days later. It wasn't like a week later. It's a month later. I'm going to reckon unto you righteousness because of that thing you believed. When the dude believed in the Lord, God reckoned it to him as righteousness right then and there.
Bam.
Doesn't matter what does and or does not follow or alter. It's very simple. He was righteous from a righteousness that comes from God himself at the moment. Well, what did he do to get there? Well, let's see if we can read it. Then he believed in the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. I think he believed. I go with that. That's what I'm going with. Why? Well, that's what it says. That's what it says.
Kind of the way I've always looked at it, Dave, is once you do kind of, you're at the place where God wants you to be, he's not going to wait around to give you the blessing that's going to pour out because of that. Once you've done what you're supposed to do, there's the blessing. It's right there.
Well, I mean, the whole access point is understanding that it's through faith that you gain the access. Now, once that access is gained, you should have things in your life that demonstrate that access is
correct,
is genuine. There's no question about that. But you can't start in third. See, that's what you can't start. Those of you that understand that, what that means, you can't start in third gear. You got to
try that on your car.
Yeah,
what happens.
Yeah. Just take your car and see how the starting goes. In fact, I don't even think you can really start it out of park, can you? Can you? You can start it in neutral.
Yeah.
But or in park, but you can't start it in. My car doesn't start in D. Does yours start in D?
No.
So you can't be moving when you start it.
Nope.
Aha. Aha! Very interesting. So the key for Abraham's situation, Abraham's belief became a righteousness that originated from God. It's not by human works. It's not allegorical. It's not any of that stuff. So it's like, come on. Think about it. That reminds me of O.L. Spears. Think about it. He used to say, you know what he used to say? He would say, think it right. Say it right, do it right, and it will be all right. That's what he used to say. And then when he was preaching, he did two other things. Love this guy. He's an old preacher, old Southern preacher. He would say, think about it. And then the last thing he would say, which was the best of all things, he'd go, glory, glory. And he said it just like that, glory. I love that guy. Anyway, we're going to, we should take a break, right? Because take a break now, because we have that other time? Yeah, okay, that means yes. You're listening, by the way, to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Why am I the host? I guess because it's got my name on the show. That makes sense. All right, we'll be back with some goofy news, so don't go anywhere. It's all
right. Now we're going to move it slow.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
E-Cola, powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly, mother approved. Call today for your free in-home inspection. 877-332-BUGS.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
Over the last few days, the media have been busy showing extended clips of those horrible Syria videos. Repeatedly, we see images of children, many now dead after the August chemical attacks. In pressing for military payback for the assault, the White House keeps using those videos as a reason to trust their intelligence reports and do something, anything now. After all, they keep saying, look at these videos. Now, no doubt the images are awful. But what about other situations we don't see on video? The death toll overall in Syria's civil war is now 100,000 plus, including many Christians. How about in Egypt? Same thing there. Coptic Christians terrorized, often tortured, killed. How about parts of Africa where terrorists blow up schools and hurt kids? Any situation becomes more real when there's video. And especially when it's shown over and over. If you play it enough, people get motivated, often by emotions. Now, this week, as we remember 9/11 and the one-year anniversary of Benghazi, let's also remember unanswered questions and how images from last year or of terrorist atrocities on 9/11/2001 were kept off TV shortly after the initial events, just to be sensitive to viewers. Now, imagine how Americans would wake up to other issues if those pictures were played with the same frequency of the push for Syria now. Maybe we'd ask more questions of our government and demand fresh answers. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ 1210 AM.
The Cluning Corporation in San Marcos says to support our military veterans by offering your goodwill. Go online and type military charities for organizations to donate your time, clothing, or funds for military and veteran families. Your help can change lives. This message is courtesy of the Cluning Corporation in San Marcos. The Cluning Corporation is a 100% disabled Vietnam veteran-owned business, providing oral care products to prevent tooth decay and gum disease. Log on to the answer2oralcare.com. That's the answer, the number 2oralcare.com, or call 760-891-0093. That's 760-891-0093 for the Clunan Corporation. As a disabled veteran owner, Dr. Richard Clunan has developed a widely acclaimed healthcare company. Dr. Clunan says with perseverance, you can also achieve your goals. The Clunan Corporation is on the air because they care.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, thank you so much for being back here with us.
It's nice to be back. I'm so excited because we actually have some move-in special options, and I can't remember the last time we even did this. So it's a terrific time to visit Monta Vista Village. The other terrific thing is the real estate market. You know, the inventory for homes for sale is low, which means sellers often get a higher price. And with interest rates starting to creep up a little, the buyers are getting a little anxious to buy those homes. So it's the perfect time to reevaluate staying in the house. So, Kevin, I'd like to invite your listeners to come on over to Monte Vista Village, see what I've been talking about all this time, find out why I'm so excited about these move-in specials, and see what life could be like. So give me a call at 619-465-1331.
619-465-1331. License number 374-600-564.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
The David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. I got to come up with a San Diego that I think is going to pass the mustard. I am still unsatisfied with how we're saying San Diego. I am just not satisfied.
Well, maybe you should also expand your Sean Connery-isms to San Diego.
San Diego? I don't
know. That
was
bad.
San Diego? I don't know. How about the more like British? San Diego? How about that? How about San Diego?
That's pretty good.
It's not bad. San Diego? It's not bad. Or I can do this. San Diego. It's kind of like McGruff the crime dog.
No, I'd rather have you go Yiddish.
What? I'm not doing that. What? I can just see my Uncle Herbie. You guys don't know the family or whatever, but at Pesach dinner, that's right. I didn't say, oh, did you guys have a Seder? At Pesach dinner, my brother and I and my sister would be sitting. The kids kind of sat. They didn't do the kids at one table, adults at another. They only did it for like when they did horrible things. They didn't do that at religious holidays. And so we'd all be, although together, the kids would all be together. And my Uncle Herbie was notorious. Okay, you know the little relish trays?
Yeah.
And it'll have pickles and olives and all the different things. And so we would all be sitting there, and my dad would be maybe saying something in Hebrew, and it's like one of those solemn moments and da-da-da-da. And then all of a sudden you'd hear, and then all of a sudden you'd see right at your arm, is after this little stain on your arm, and Uncle Herbie just threw an olive at you.
Nice.
So right, well, let's go. And so you can't go, Uncle Herbie threw an olive, because my dad was like, Baruch Adonai. And it's like the whole room. It's like you got to be. So it was like a stealth food fight with Uncle Herbie, like almost every time. We won't tell you what Aunt Sissy did. That's a whole nother world. let's just say, nice toilet bowl, because that's what she did every time. Here's something that I wanted to bring up. It's kind of got nothing to do with it. Well, it does have something to do with it. There's some people that see Syria as the biblical visions unfolding. Primarily, a lot of people in the Seventh-day Adventist Church and the Herbert W. Armstrong Worldwide Church of God. That's the only church that doesn't like to celebrate birthdays. I think those and sometimes Jehovah's Witnesses or something. Anyway, they're all saying this is proof that the end is coming, the whole Syria deal. I mean, this proof it's biblical prophecy coming to pass. And my statement on that, and I won't tell you all that they're saying, but they will say, they have been saying, this proves that the end is like here, as in right in this situation. And my response to that is probably not. I mean, it's probably not the end. It could be, but I mean, probably not. But here's the thing I would say. If it motivates real Christians to preach the gospel more, I'm for it. I mean, if that's what people want to, if you're a person who's into prophecy and you think this is really proving that Jesus is coming back like tomorrow for real, then you get to step in and you get to witnessing. Hey, I'm for anything that gets you to witnessing.
You know, I try to look at it like, Dave, we've been in the end times technically since Jesus ascended into heaven. So, you know, we're closer and closer one day after the next. So just, you know,
yep.
Live your life as a Christian and try and do the best you can.
I think the great saying comes out of a lot of Bible colleges, live as though the Lord is coming back in the next 20 minutes.
Yep.
Live as though he's not coming back for 100 years. I mean,
yep.
So you're doing both. Okay, got it. So you keep one eye towards the Lord, knowing he might show up any second. And to be really honest, for individuals, he might show up any second. That's kind of how that works. And then he might not come back for 100 years. I don't know if it'd make it 100 at this point. It's going down pretty fast. It's like, Okay. I found this article because I am one to find these articles. You like that?
Where do you find them?
I can't even tell you. This is what drivers confess to that makes them feel guilty while they're driving on the road. Now, why I thought this article was good was because of how guilty I am for some of these. Not all of these.
Confess! 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 Confess!
I confess!
Not you!
Okay. Drivers confess what makes them feel guilty. Here it is. Among the respondents, they did this poll with insurance.com. And so they just asked people anonymously, what are some of the things that you do that are inappropriate, blah, 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 blah. 41% of the people polled, listen to this, 41% admitted to honking at slow drivers, that they use their car horn and they go,
I'm the opposite.
Okay. What do you mean the opposite?
I honk at people that speed and go way too quick and almost cut you off.
You probably shouldn't be in the car with me. 37% of the people surveyed said that they swore with kids in the car. Like they're swearing at somebody else. 28, I never swear in English, ever.
Indeed.
Ever. Indeed. 28% give the driver... Another driver, the gesture.
Now, which gesture would that be, David?
It has to do with fingers. That means 28 out of 100 people are into bird conservation. That's because that, or they're into selling birds because there's a lot of turnover apparently because they're flipping them. Okay, 28% hit the brakes when somebody is tailgating them.
Guilty.
You realize how insane that is, right?
Insane, but they would be at fault.
Okay. 26% speed up to keep somebody from passing them.
No, but that happens to me all the time.
Okay. You're not one of the people, though, that go on the freeway here in California, and then you're supposed to merge over, and then you go way, way, way past what you're supposed to go, and you're actually going over, like, the straight white line instead of the broken line
no,
to get over.
No, never do that.
Okay. All right. I find those people to be challenging. Bottom of the list are people that this is the least bad things they do. They don't really stop at a four-way stop if there's no other cars. They just like, you know, I guess it depends on where it's at, right? I mean, it's
my biggest pet peeve. I don't know if it's anywhere on this list is people that go from the slow lane to the fast lane in about 2 seconds with no signal.
Yeah. Okay. So you're a signal guy.
And I don't care if you're getting over quickly or slowly, but let me know you're coming.
Yeah. Okay. 8% say they've dinged and then driven away from a parked car without leaving a note.
Again, haven't done it, but it's happened to me.
I would never do that. 7% flash their high beams on oncoming cars simply to be mean.
Okay, was this poll taken from people that have just been mean to Noah?
This
all sounds very familiar.
Listen to this. 5% have keyed somebody's car. That's terrible. Is that terrible? 75% the 62% dinged and ran. Wow, that's incredible.
I had presidential stickers on my car that people didn't like, so they keyed out the eyes of the people that I was supporting.
Yeah, that's you know, I think that's uncalled. Not only is that uncalled for, I noticed that a lot of that damage takes place from more liberal people. That
yep.
they feel it's okay to express themselves on somebody else's property. I just want to say, as a conservative who believes in gun rights, not a good idea. That's all I'm going to say. It's not a good idea.
Mine was a cool bumper sticker, too. It says, my heroes will always be cowboys. And it had Bush on one side and Reagan on the other. Whether you like either president's not the point.
Yeah, that's a good one. Last but not least, we're out of time. Oh, never mind. I can't do that. That's a kind of an interesting segment on the cars, though, huh? It's kind of weird. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we'll go out with a small DDD, because that's the way we should end the show. We'll be right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram is the number one volume Jeep dealer in San Diego County. For the ultimate in fall fun, put yourself in a two- or four-door Jeep Wrangler today. Visit Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mission Valley or at MidwayJeep.com.
This is Chris and Terry Clark inviting you to consider Christian education and Mira Mesa Christian School.
Mira Mesa Christian School has been partnering with parents to achieve your child's full spiritual and academic potential for 33 years.
Mira Mesa Christian School is accredited through Western Association of Schools and Colleges and the Association of Christian Schools International.
We believe that God gives every student different gifts, and we work with each student to develop a biblical worldview that supports excellent character development.
Mira Mesa Christian School partners with parents, and we partner with KPRZ to offer half-price tuition.
Visit KPRZ.com to learn more about half-price tuition offered at great Christian schools throughout San Diego County.
Go to KPRZ.com and click on the half-price tuition banner today to give your child a great Christian education.
Blessings on you as you go from Mira Mesa Christian School and KPRZ.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here, and I have two questions that have to be answered by everybody that has a retirement plan. First, do you know if you're in the top performing funds within your 401k plan? And second, do you have a risk management strategy for the next market crash, or do you subscribe to the buy, hold, and pray theory of investing? Well, I personally encourage prayer over all of life's important decisions, but I also think it's important to have an in-place strategy that can answer both of those questions. Managing your 401k plan is not a dress rehearsal, and in my professional opinion, you must implement a risk management plan if you want any chance at all of ever retiring. It could mean the difference between getting there and not getting there. So if you'd like a real plan in place to manage that 401k or IRA account, call me to schedule your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ. 1210 a.m. in San Diego. I don't know. I just can't do it. I'm just lost in this San Diego.
1210 a.m. in San Diego, David.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that. I just don't know if that's the right way to go about that one. I'm just stuck on that. If anybody's got a good idea, you can email me and say, Dave, do it in this way, because I'm just like, Let me read this quick DDD for you. It's a very short one. It's very cool. Just very, very, very simple. Not a name it and claim it type of teaching. So relax. Don't freak out on me, people. Freak out. Okay, sorry. Genesis 39:3 says this. Now his master saw that the Lord was with him and how the Lord caused all he did to prosper in his hand. This is referring to Joseph. And this was actually Potiphar who had noticed this. This is who it's referring to. Listen to what it says and listen to what I'm going to tell you real quickly. Now his master, referring to Potiphar, saw that the Lord was with him, referring to Joseph, and how the Lord caused all he did to prosper in his hand. Keep this in perspective. It's not a name it and claim it, but I also want you to know God's blessing to you. God's blessing to you. Listen to this. God's blessing to you may be his witness to others. God blessing you may be his witness to other people, be they believers or non-believers. So, I mean, you really, what you want to pray is, hey, Lord, use me all you want, especially if you want to pour out your blessing on me, and then other people can see that. That's great. But, I mean, I just think you should understand, the Lord may bless you from time to time, and his blessings upon your life may always seem like, wow, that's awesome, that's totally cool, da, da, da. But it might not just be for you. It might be for other people to see it too. So it's just something to keep aware of. You should always be ready to answer any man or woman or child who asks you the reason for the hope that's in you. And you should always be prepared for that. You should be ready to give that answer, and it should be really simple. Jesus. I mean, that's it. It don't have to be that complex, does it? Nope, I don't think so. Jesus. Just be prepared. Be ready. And be willing. It's one of the hardest things to do for Christians is to wake up every day and to say, Lord, what would you have me to do for you and your kingdom today? It's what we should all do. Just seems like it's hard to do from time to time. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break, and then we're coming back tomorrow. And I can tell you right now, tomorrow's show, off the charts, primarily because we're not on any charts. We'll see you in 22 hours. The hard times and the good, I have to celebrate you, baby.